Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners hold impromptu public meeting with the library board. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. At the conclusion of the Campbell County Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, Chairman Del Shellstead led an open discussion with the Campbell County Library Board and staff. Shellstead began the meeting by prefacing that he had not discussed with any of the library board members as to what the purpose of the meeting was for the sake of transparency. For almost 18 months, the library board, library staff, and local citizens have been facing off about literature in the children and teen section at the library. Although the origin of the initial conflict has not been agreed upon, issues arose when members of the community became aware of a transgender woman coming to Gillette to perform a magic show for children at the library as a part of Pride Month. It spurred on an extended period of protest by a group of citizens, which ended in the cancellation of the show. The same group brought on a movement to survey materials in the children's and teen sections of the library. The result was a couple dozen challenges from community members requesting to have the materials removed. Shellstead told the library board, staff, and citizens who attended the meeting he believed it was time to bring the conflict to a resolution. He referenced behavior on both sides of the issue as unacceptable and embarrassing for the community.
How do we take this out of the hands of our kids and put it in the hands of our parents? Because I agree 1,000% that it's parents' job to have these discussions with their kids.
Board members, staff, and commissioners were given the opportunity to share their ideas and concerns about the ongoing issues. Sage Bear, chair of the library board, was asked by Shellstead, what is the end game for the library board to close the issue? Bear said,
my goal is to change the collection development policy. The library continues to say we're just following policy, and so we're going to change the policy. We put some guardrails on what they should be ordering for books that go with the kids in the teen area.
Library Director Terry Leslie told the commissioners she didn't believe that there was an issue to begin with. She said she felt the library staff was caught off guard by the whole issue and it created a very stressful environment for them. Leslie also said the disassociation with the American Library Association and the decision not to allow staff to attend trainings has created hard feelings among the staff. One solution offered by the board was to reclassify certain materials as new adult and to create a new place in the library to house those books and materials. Leslie responded by saying she had researched other libraries who had tried the idea and most found it wasn't successful. She said there are several issues with the idea, including the lack of space in the library to house the new section. Commissioner Rusty Bell said he believed it wasn't the commissioner's job to tell the library how they should handle the issue. Bell said the commission appointed the board and that they should trust them to make decisions. He expressed concern that there could be a human resource issue over the library staff not being allowed to attend training paid for by the county, like all the other employees are entitled to. Furthermore, he referenced the meeting in April when Chairman Sage Bear was appointed to the board and asked for a review of the decision. Chairman Shellstead responded, saying he didn't believe there was an issue with how Bear was appointed and that she was a duly appointed member. Throughout the over two-hour meeting, both the library board and the commission expressed concerns that they were going in circles and nothing was getting resolved. The next meeting for the library board is December 19th at 6 p.m. at the Campbell County Public Library Board, Wyoming Room. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.